This is the Seedbed Daily Text for the season of Advent, December 4th. Let there be light. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Consider this. Creation began in the dark, but piercing the deep void of nothingness, God's voice rings out. Let there be light. Let there be day and night, let there be earth and sky, land and sea, mountain and valley and river and forest. Let there be life to fill it all. And then the crown of creation. Let there be humanity. Let them be in our image. Let them be the glory of God walking the earth. Let us be at one in harmony together. And we answer back. Let there be pride. Let there be betrayal and rebellion. Let there be separation. Let there be sin and death and fall. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a pretty depressing way to start the Christmas season. But in truth, it's the only way to start. This is how Advent orients us into the larger story, refusing to let us run ahead, charging us to pause long enough to remember. We must begin by remembering our sin, our need for rescue, our desperate longing for a Savior. Pastor and writer Fleming Rutledge reminds us, Advent begins in the dark. At the outset of this season of light, we sink down into the darkness of exile, sense the looming shadow of death, long for the light like Israel of old, like captives waiting for deliverance, like runaways and rebels hoping for a return. Wait and hope are the twin anthems of Advent. It's interesting that in both Hebrew and Latin, the root word for wait can also be translated as hope, a reminder that we do not despair as we wait in the darkness, but we light a lone candle, the first flame of hope, pushing back the shadow, one spark at a time. Advent begins in the dark, but around the edges of the deep horizon, we see a faded gray creeping in. We hear a forgotten yet familiar voice. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. Let there be light again. For the Advent Awakening, this is Matt LaRoy.